welcome all of you. I love you all very much. It's great to hear your voices tonight. The leaders call tomorrow is a very, very big call. The next three really truly are. Be prepared to do the preview slides if you're a presenter on those. We will not do a complete walkthrough tomorrow. We're going to do the blocking of it, so to speak. Reason being, some of the team got confused on the slides. Some had older versions and not newer versions. And now that we have it straightened out, we'll block it tomorrow, which has to be done anyway, and we'll deliver it the next 2 weeks. It'll be really easy and fun. A couple other quick notes. Buses are basically set up now for the Oasis trip. There are about 8 seats left on the second bus, and so I'm just going to leave it online because you have to get whole buses, obviously, and there's 8 or 10 seats left. So some of you still want seats on the Oasis buses. Go ahead and grab it. We'll be doing bus runs. We'll leave right about 5, get out to the Oasis at about 6, and then we will do return trips at about 8:15 right up to the sunset, about 9:30, and then about 11 for people that want to stay and party and listen to music a little bit later. We will be doing that. Once again, everybody coming into town, once you get to the event, you won't have to worry about transportation. The hotels are right there connected basically to the facility. The facility is a very fun, very cool place. You guys are going to enjoy it. There's restaurants within walking distance. There are grocery stores also within walking distance across the street. There, and I just called today, there are refrigerators in every room. If you want to save a tremendous amount of money, you are able to do so because of the aforementioned refrigerators, and they're close enough where you actually can go ahead and get in there. So that, and then on the second note, we will be beginning the event at 9 promptly in the morning. You're going to want to get there a little earlier. It is going to be absolute standing room only, packed to the gills. So if you want, you know, obviously all the seats are going to be good seats because it's not a giant spread out facility. But if you get, especially if you're coming in groups, you're going to want to get there earlier and get the seating. That will be a big thing. And then of course the preview Friday night, this is a bit of new news. The preview on Friday night, we are going to be broadcasting it as a WebEx to the entire NECAN world. So the preview that Friday night, and Roger Drummer and consultant of the year Reed Nelson will be broadcast to the world. You guys in the live stream, are you guys excited to have your fast track and your vision spread in 38 countries live on the internet? Isn't it going to be great, guys?
Yeah.
Did I lose you guys?
Awesome.
Cool. I'm back. I clicked out there for a second. But are you guys cool with broadcasting that preview to the whole world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's going to be a very, very cool thing. And we're going to get into this here in just a minute. Those of you that are presenters for this particular task at Summit, the slides are now in your inbox, so just go grab them. I just sent them to the Meekers and to Dan and Jean and to Ken and Byra. If you don't have them, let me know. And then Lori Blewett and the Grecos sent the slides out to you guys today for your task that you're going to be doing. Those of you that are just on the kickoff call, I'm not going to rehash the entire convention contest, but it's a fantastic one. It's easy. You guys will note that it's weighted more towards personal volume and personal group volume. The reason that is NECAN wants to go into heavy launch mode right now, and the only way to do that is not being a silver working with your team, quote-unquote, while you do 101 points. It's to go out and dig it up and mess the bottom of the lake up so the water gets murky again. We're putting the weight on the PV because we want everybody to be creating personally, not doing the I'm a goal leading my team thing. You guys follow what I'm saying? The reason that they're waiting it on the PV, because that's personally created by you. Very important. So I want you guys to realize that there's purpose to that NECAN's doing. We are not in the same NECAN we've been in for the past 5 to 7 or 10 years. We're in the next wave of NECAN. We're looking for new leaders. And so the reason the content is set up the way it's set up, once again, is because we're looking for the people to go out and not as a group create, not as a team across lines create, not as a gold or silver leading their downlines create, but for each one of us to personally go out, put numbers on the board. You guys realize that personal volume and personal group volume, everything you do with those creates things around you, be it customers, be it signups, be it someone that's using the products. That is your stable. That is the place where the next generation is born. That's where your every silver and gold in Dennis and Ruth Williams downline started out as a sign up for a customer. So you guys realize if you want to build a platinum or diamond consultantship, let me ask you this. Does anybody on the live side have the problem of having too many people to go platinum? So, you know, you're just so busy working with people that want to go platinum that you can't possibly go sponsor more people.
Of course
not. Right? So what Niken is saying, we're not looking for leaders to manage the teams that they've got. We're looking for teams to go out and get the team that they're going to have to take Niken to the next billion. I told you guys next week, I absolutely, unequivocally, want to help run this company to $1 billion over the next couple of years. It is flat out game time. It is time to make it happen. I'm very, very excited about it, what is happening right now. Paige and I are going to have some actually really exciting things, let's just say, coming up. I cannot wait to tell you guys. I have a hard time keeping secrets, but there's some amazing things I'm so fired up about. I can jump out of my skin, and I am, to say the least, fired up. So that's what's going on there. Just a couple of quick upcoming items. Remember, personal creation. The other thing about a convention contest, folks, is if you wait until next month, if I was you and I am you, we're going to knock it out now. We already signed up a customer today. We just got somebody signed up ordering some stuff. Go out and get that done now. 3 months, you know, if you start getting serious about it, 2.5 months, you're going to miss it. And, you know, the thing to let you guys know is, you know, the faster starts you get in a month, the bigger you're going to finish, and that lets you carry momentum forward. It's easy in this business not to let momentum take advantage, and then you constantly just recreate, qualify, or recreate a couple hundred points. You want everything you do to lead into the next month. And the best way to do that, instead of trying to barely make something at the end of the month, is to lean forward into the next period and always be kind of in a forward-leaning posture. People that have had businesses for a while, if you lose that footing, you end up either standing straight up or leaning backwards. And then you're always trying to relaunch. And you always want to be leaning forward into things. And the last thing I'm going to tell you guys, you know, if you really want to understand how this business functions and the way that you motivate, inspire, and build people, it's not by sitting around discussing things. It's not by, you know, if you want to do things to better yourself, you do it in the morning, you do it at night before bed. But your work should be getting in front of people. There's a saying at the Naval Academy that if a captain puts his ship beside an enemy ship, you're never wrong. So, you know, the motivation, the real only way to keep people in this business, and if you've been in for more than a couple of years, you tend to lose this, is you try to do your group for the people that have been in and maybe have lost their footing, when your mentality should be for the people that aren't in, because then the people that have groups and even the people that have lost their footing, the minute you get a good sign up, all of a sudden, instead of having to spend 9 months teaching somebody to be excited, they're excited because something's happening in their business. You got to know that activity doesn't always equal productivity, and you want to be active and productive, not just active. And I really think that, you know, there's been a ton of people made a ton of money in Niken, and a lot of you guys are newer on the call, so I've been in for a while. Resist the trap, whether you're new or whether you've been in, of managing your downline or doing make work and setting up conference calls where you discuss, you know, what color oranges are. You know, your calls should be structured, you know, the best training you can do for your team, instead of doing a 30-minute call trying to make plans, set up a 30-minute call giving a preview. You guys on the live side, you understand that? Does that make sense to you guys? That if you've got 20 minutes to spend with your team, you're a whole lot better giving them a preview they can load with prospects than doing a 20-minute call talking about we ought to have more previews.
That makes sense.
Yeah, uplines out there, structure your business for speed. And that goes right back to what we're talking about. We're getting ready to launch the next $1 billion of sales in Niken. The convention contest is structured so that each one of you has to personally sponsor or create to get this thing won. You can't be the silver that has a good front line and get a free ride to convention. That's not creating, that's management. That makes sense. And I had a couple people ask me how it was structured the way it was structured. Frankly, the convention is structured not so the people that make the last billion can go to convention. It's for the people that can create the next billion will go to convention. You guys understand the profound difference in the two?
Uh-huh. Oh, you didn't.
Now, by the way, a lot of the people that made the last billion will create even bigger the next billion. But we're not going to structure the contest for yesterday. We're going to build it for tomorrow. So this is a perfect contest. It's very, very easy. We're going to blow this thing absolutely open, guys, with what's up and coming. And I want you guys to personally take it upon you to get out there and get this thing rocked. So let me get into what we're going to talk about tonight, which is giving good testimonials. And I'm going to record because I know we do this both for our team and for posterity here. Let me get it going. All right, welcome everybody. This is Rick and Paige and our team. I want to welcome you. We're going to talk quickly and have a little bit of a really good time here. This is a really fun topic about giving good testimonials. And there's the old saying in business that facts tell and stories sell. The compelling thing that will help people get into this business is your personal story. Hearing somebody on TV, you know, that's some corporate guy talking about, we have the funnest products ever, you know, you'll blow that off. You hear your friend say, that was really cool, you're going to tend to listen. You guys all are natural network marketers. Everybody on this call are fantastic at it. You're always telling people how great movies are, restaurants are, churches are, how an airline treated you. You're always doing it. And then a lot of times when we come into NECAN, we all of a sudden try to do it different than we've done it our whole lives. And we want to get you back into that place where it's simple and fun and it's a natural sharing so that your business can blow up. Because no matter how many facts you have or what's on your CD or you can present what type of comp plan, those things are certainly important and will cement the decision. But what moves people is moving people in the spiritual sense. And what does that is personal testimony. In fact, every court of law in the world, it runs on personal testimony and evidence. And if you guys take a look at all those things, we're cued into nonverbal communications. 85% of communication is nonverbal. That's what we're creating. How many of you guys on the live side have ever seen an ad for a movie that you thought was going to be absolutely great, you couldn't wait to go, and a friend of yours went to see it and said it stunk and you never went? Anybody ever done that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Is it true that a company can spend $1 billion on or $200 million making a movie, $50 million on an ad campaign, and your friend can trump the entire ad campaign? Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you guys a live example. My wife and I, obviously, we had a baby this year, and when The Hobbit, we love The Lord of the Rings. I mean, we watch those movies 80 times. We just love it. My wife, I'm really grateful for Paige, by the way, that she likes very, very, very cool movies. I don't have to go watch, like, Bridges of Madison County, where the movie that Dare Not Speak Its Name, where Clint Eastwood did a love movie, which is almost as bad as Paint Your Wagon when he did a singing movie. But, you know, I don't have to go see... Yeah, Sisterhood and stuff. She likes cool movies. We watched The Expendables too, which, by the way, thank God, somebody finally made the perfect movie. It had every aspect of wonderfulness in it, including Chuck Norris blowing up a tank all by himself. It was, my son and I cried in the carpet that somebody finally done it. So, you know, all these funny things, but you think about it, I just gave a testimonial that we loved it and it was great. But we actually did not go see The Hobbit. We had a newborn. We were going to get a babysitter, we were going to go, and it was kind of a production to go, and we didn't go see it because several people told us they didn't like it. So finally we got to the point when it came out, and we rented it on Xbox Video, we watched it. We thought it was absolutely great. It was every bit as good as the other three. We loved it. So I've already told about 10 people, and I don't know what people are talking about. We didn't even go see it. We watched it, we loved it. In fact, we bought it, and we watched it again with Cole this weekend while he was here. That's a testimony. So that's the beauty of a testimonial. Notice I didn't have to come in and say, the epic motion picture from the J.R.R. Tolkien series was manufactured and produced by the same cast and crew, and then I've got to memorize the names, and it was shot on location in New Zealand. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just telling you what I think. My language is colloquial and laid back. I don't have an attachment to whether you want to go see it too or not. I'm simply telling you I like it with enthusiasm. And so what happens is people feel that energy. They hear your tone. They hear how you're conversing with people. They hear how you're talking to them. And what your words and your body say are is this person really liked it. And that's the most powerful endorsement. Probably it stems back to, if you think about human beings thousands of years ago, where your life was in peril, somebody comes back and says, this plant is safe to eat. Or this was a good place to live. My guess is we're so tuned into testimonials because it saved our lives. Hearing firsthand testimony from somebody that survived something was a survival mechanism, so we're all on a subconscious level tuned into it. So when it comes to NECAN, what prompted us to do this is, first of all, when people try to come on board, you have an attachment to the outcome, meaning when you talk about the backflex, instead of just telling people you love it, you're trying to be perfect so they buy a backflex. How many of you guys on the live side have ever been trying to tell somebody about NECAN, and because you wanted them to buy something or do something, instead of just telling it to them and speaking from the heart, you tried to make it perfect and you lost the customer? Anybody ever had that happen before but me?
Absolutely.
Trying to be rehearsed. I call it going into NECAN mode. How many of you guys on the live side have ever gone into Meekin mode?
All too often.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it goes from, man, I used this thing. I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. I put it in my back for under $100. I wore it. Couldn't believe I felt better after just a couple of days. So I got one, and now I'm able to go and play golf or go to the gym again. That's a testimonial. Instead, what we get is, we are pioneers in the magnetic health industry. We have multiple medical journal studies backing us up. We are in 38 countries utilizing the Hall effect of the biaxial magnetic rotation field that penetrates. Have you guys ever given that testimonial before because you're trying to be perfect?
You're talking about me again, right?
you guys that are doing that, you're actually cutting off your own business. You can memorize all that stuff. You're going to be a whole lot more effective if you just say, I wore the thing and I loved it. You know? Or you know what? My wife and I love the Neken business. If I was new, I would say, you know, my wife and I had been working for years and we had no way out. We had no retirement. We had no freedom. We were just trying to make ends meet and really I kind of given up hope, that we were going to have a better life. I was really skeptical of home businesses, but I watched, went to a Neken gathering, met everybody, saw it was great. Now we're involved in Neken. And because of that, we're not going to have a retirement where we're working until we're 70. It's got where I was and how I felt, what I did, how I feel now, and what's the result. And it's smooth and it's flowing. It is the basic flow of the way that people converse. What I tend to see with people giving testimonials is either one, they get into Neken mode and try to be perfect and efficient, and you back it with science and back it with all that stuff. What ends up happening is you lose the connective point to it. You lose the consultant. You lose the customer. You lose the prospect because they don't believe you. I mean, the bottom line, if you guys have ever seen the Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, he goes in and tries to sing that, yes, I know when Jesus saved me. Yes, he saved my soul. And he gets done and the record guy says, that, yeah, I can't market that. He says, well, why can't you market my gospel? He says, because I don't believe you. That you're saved and you have, how many of you guys on the live side believe Johnny Cash had peace within?
Yes, absolutely.
At least when he was 25 years old.
Yeah.
He didn't. And so when he sang it, he was trying to sing someone else's words. Where Johnny Cash was I hear that train, you can just hear him. He was gritty. He identified with the people that were in jail, that were the underclass. That was where he was gutty and the reason you believed him. And you guys know the story of Johnny Cash. Even though he'd never been in jail for years, people thought he had been. That's how much they believed him, because that's where he was. So the first thing I want to tell you guys about testimonials is a couple quick things. First is have fun with them and be real. Tell people why you love it. Don't be afraid to come uncorked. Let go of the railing and just tell people what you think. Someone says, oh, I don't like network marketing. I just say, yeah, well, I love it. I love Neken. It's great. Or, yeah, I don't like network marketing either, but I love Neken. I don't feel the pressure to be perfect because I genuinely just tell them what I think. First rule or guideline, and to use Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean, we don't really have rules for testimonials, but we're going to give you some guidelines. Okay, so here's a couple things to understand. First, a couple things happen with testimonials, like I said. Either we turn into Captain Official, go into Neken mode, and then we're trying to be perfect, or we get the other one. I can't tell you how many times I hear this. We'll say, how many people in the room have ever had a Neken product experience? And first of all, no hands go up. Now let me ask you guys a question. And I know everybody in the room's had a testimonial, but is it not human nature for nobody to raise their hand?
Yes. Yeah.
If you're at a Neken meeting and somebody asks for testimonial, certainly if you're silver or above, your hand should automatically go up every time. We're not at a preview to attend it. We're there to participate, and we're all part of the show. So if you're at a meeting, you're enthusiastically should be trying to tell your story every time because that's the job that we have. I'm going to say it again. If you're at a meeting, you should always be prepared to give your testimonial and enthusiastically put your hands in the air. I don't care how many times people have heard it because the new people there, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the first time they've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? So every hand should go up. Secondly, when you do get up there, I can't tell you guys how many times I've heard this. Well, I got in a motorcycle wreck in 1978, and that led me into yoga healing, and that led me into the yogi Kudu, who taught me about organics. And that from there, I journeyed to San Francisco, where I learned about the power of wearing crystals. And at that point, I took an interest in eating greens and vitamins, And that's about the time I ran into NECAN at a health fair. Now, after a while, I grabbed some products and tried it. You know what I mean? It's a meandering testimonial. Now, here's the thing. You're at a NECAN meeting to tell people about NECAN products. All the other stuff is irrelevant. What's relevant is, here's where I was before NECAN, here's what I used, and here's where I am as a result of it. We're not there to tell your life story. We're there to tell a compelling story of how NECAN affected your life with the intention of attracting more people to NECAN. Is that pretty clear, guys? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it. So some guidelines to a testimonial. I'm going to give them to you real quick. It's easy. It's fun. It will help you get a skeleton to build around, and I'm just going to give you a couple quick things to think about to help you light yourself up. Then maybe some of the live-siders will help us out by giving a few. So you guys be thinking as we go through this, if you'd be so kind, because remember, it's your job to give these things on calls and meetings. That's how we roll. So here's the deal. And you can see the testimony, your personal experience with the NECAN products or business or both, designed to share with others how NECAN has affected your life with the intent of building trust in the NECAN brand. A testimonial, by design, is designed to build trust in the NECAN brand, okay? That's what it's all about. It's not to tell your story. It's to have your story be an ABC to validate what we're all doing here with NECAN. It's the most powerful form of testimony. In fact, true or false, guys, the entire New Testament is basically testimonials. Firsthand, I saw, I saw, I saw. Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said. The Old Testament is basically testimonials. The Quran is basically the revealed word written down through testimony of what was revealed. All the major religions are firsthand testimonies. Okay? That's how people conduct themselves. Why do you guys think that big companies spend $50 million to have an athlete wear their shoes and dunk a basketball? Because if Michael Jordan's wearing Nikes, that must tell you Nikes are a really big deal. In fact, I'll tell you guys this. Nike in 1989 was the number two shoe company in the world behind Adidas. When Bo Jackson came out and played those two sports, how many of you guys on the live side remember the Bo Knows Football and all those ads? You guys all remember those back in the 80s and 90s? Most of you anyway?
Yeah.
That ad alone took Nike to number one because people thought if the best athlete in the world will wear these shoes, it blew the entire company up. It's a powerful psychological brand. When they got Michael Jordan, when they got Tiger Woods, when they get all these guys, that's why these companies, they're signing kids now in the eighth grade, guys, to developmental contracts, because that's how you sell shoes. So when you're talking to people, you're saying that you love something is the most powerful form of testimony. Okay? Now, here's a couple things. Don't over-edit. Testimonials work best when they are in real language. Those small grammar and language quirks help the reader connect and demonstrate they are real. In other words, instead of, I utilized the NECAN Kinko Flex because this 7x8 polyurethane device with RAM magnetic, I'm just making this up. The minute you get into that, and I hear people sound like they're reading their testimony, right away you guys agree that the person you're talking to thinks you're full of it because you're not really talking to them, you're reading something. Don't over-edit. Relax. Be yourself. Have fun with it. Alright, language quirks are huge. In fact, that's first up here. I believe language quirks are the single biggest thing that keeps people in or out of your business the way that we talk, whether it be in a testimony or in a preview. It's the relaxed language, which means I love it and I'm not trying to convince, I'm sure of it, versus the tense language, which means, my God, I hope you buy something because then I'll retire. And the second one is going to be a tough road. Second, be concise and talk about NECAN. Make a point and make it quickly. And keep it NECAN specific. I don't care if you enjoy herbs and wonderful sonic sounds. I don't care if you have a bubbling brook that makes you feel great. I don't care if you hang from the rafters by your boots. I don't care what you do. In fact, here's a little piece of advice. If you're hosting a preview or have an event, and it's at your house, and you use something else for health, be it over-the-counter, be it another MLM, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's organic greens, put them away during your preview. Do you guys understand why?
Yep.
Because what are you inviting people over for?
NECAN.
Tell them what you're doing with NECAN. It's not that you don't do, like, look, I got tons of bodybuilding stuff. I do. When I do a preview, I don't have it sitting out on the counter with all the NECAN stuff. Because the minute I do that, Niken blends in, doesn't it? It becomes one of the things that I use.
Right.
Right.
So that's important. Okay? I put away my advanced proteins and stuff. You know, I put away all those things over the last few years because I'm there to talk about Niken. I got lots of stuff that I do for my health. You know, I took a vitamin B supplement because I need more B because I do bodybuilding. I need more C because I do bodybuilding. Niken doesn't make those supplements. But just even though Niken doesn't make them, I still don't put them on the counter because then Niken becomes just one of the supplements. Right? We take a vitamin D supplement. It's not on the counter. Okay? Next, address objections. If the prospect discovers another customer's lawyers have proven groundless, and here's an example of that. I was skeptical about network marketing, too, until I saw Niken. Or, I really didn't think that sleep system was going to work until they loaned it to me for 3 days, and I was blown away by the results. Do you guys understand what I mean by addressing common concerns in your testimonial is one of the most powerful things that you can do?
Yeah.
You guys will hear in commercials a lot. I was just watching Fred Thompson with the reverse mortgage. He comes walking and goes, "Hi, friend. Like you, I've heard a lot about reverse mortgages, and I was skeptical." You guys ever seen that commercial with Fred Thompson? First thing he says is, "Like you, correct? I was skeptical." Because a lot of people out there were skeptical of reverse mortgages. So they addressed it right away. He says, "I'm like you, and I was skeptical." Takes it off the table, okay? If you can work it in, do it. Never fake it. While testimonies are crucial, it's not worth the risk to fake them. Most people have well-trained BS detectors that can smell a fake a mile away. I think I'll let that one sit. Encourage specifics. Rather than say we saw a big improvement, state what the improvement was. Okay, if it's possible. Sometimes it always isn't. But hone in on what the actual result was. With the vital balance, is easy. I weighed X, now I weigh Y. Okay, you give them measurable, practical, specific measurements. Next, be descriptive. How did you feel before Niken? How do you feel after? What were your income limitations? What are your choices after? Those are some of the basic guidelines. And when you look on the next page to create your testimonial, here's a couple of basic things for product and business that basically, in fact, they do both flow exactly the same. So if you take a peek at this right here, you've got product testimonial. What hurt or what were you dealing with before Niken? How did it make you feel? What were your limitations? What product or products did you use? How did you feel after? And what were your new possibilities? I'll give you an example. I hurt my back in the Army, and for years I had trouble bending over even to tie my shoes. I would have to put my feet up on the bed. I would get shooting pains down my legs. I had a really tough time squatting at the gym. I had a tough time playing golf. And it really hurt, and it made me really worried when I was 30 and had that kind of back pain. I got involved with Niken. I got a small thing, the Kinko Flex. And I put it in my back, and I got to tell you, I thought it was the silliest thing I'd ever seen. But I figured for under $100, it's worth a shot. It seems like a lot of people had used it. Put it in the back of my pants, and within 3 or 4 days of wearing it solidly, my pain went like a dimmer switch where it started to tune down. Okay? Now I'm able. I'm 42 years old. My back feels like it felt before I ever hurt in the Army. I'm able to do all the things that I wasn't able to do before, and I've got a 25-pound, 8-month-old that I got to tell you, just getting him in the bathtub requires a back flex. So that's a testimonial. A business testimonial, the same kind of thing. What were you struggling with that led you into the Niken business? Time, money, or freedom? How do you feel as a result of not having those things? What are the new results or possibilities, and how does that make you feel? Give an example. My wife and I were both working. We come home at night exhausted, try to put the kids to bed. We didn't have time for ourselves or our hobbies. And we were really worried about it because we saw the people around us getting downsized. And it was really hard for us to think that this is the best it's going to get when we tried to play by the rules and do everything we were supposed to do. And the result was still struggling when we were 40 years old. Someone introduced us to Niken. And I got to tell you, the last thing I ever thought I would do is work in a home business or a networking company. But something told me to take a look at it, probably because I figured I had nothing to lose by taking a look. And when I looked at it, what appealed to me was it was the first home career. It was something that I could believe in. And my wife and I are now affiliated with Niken. And instead of looking at a future without hope or possibilities, we're involved in the company now that in 6 months or a year, one of us will eliminate our job. And a year or two after that, I'll be out of mind. And now instead of a future of less, we're looking to get a future of more. And all the things that we wanted to do are open to us again. It doesn't have to be you're a Niken millionaire. In fact, if you're talking to people about now I have hope, guys, let me ask you something. Do you guys agree that the greatest gift you can give somebody is just hope that tomorrow it will be better than today?
Oh, yeah.
That's it, man. It, you know, if you're in business, it's about you have hope. The difference between you the day you sign up the NECAN and the people you're talking to is you're both going to a job you don't like tomorrow. You may both be struggling financially, but you've got a way out and they don't. That's it. You know, same thing, you know, people say, well, what's the advantage of, you know, having faith? Well, you know, without getting overly religious, but it's a part of how I think. You know, I that's something important to me. Other people, it's not important to them. But I'll tell you what, when I die, they shovel something over my head. I've got hope and I'm not going to be laying there in a box. Rotten. For nothing. All this was for nothing. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'd sure rather be wrong about what I'm thinking than you'd be wrong about what you're thinking if you don't have that. You know? And it's hope. It's the hope of something better. Alright? So, you know, when you're telling your testimonials, remember where you were, how'd you feel, what you did, and what your new possibilities are. And if you stick to that rough framework, you're going to get laid back in your business. You're going to have fun with your testimonials. You're going to enjoy giving them. You know, you understand that when you're giving them, I want you to think and realize you're not just blabbing to somebody about NECAN. You have the intent of creating a dynamic where somebody wants to participate and do what we're doing. It's an advocacy position. It's a business tool. You guys all on this call, correct me if I'm wrong, NECAN's going to pay you all $10,000 a month for attracting other people into NECAN, am I right?
Right.
Right. What's the number one thing we have to attract people into NECAN?
Personally.
Your testimony. That's it. So one of the things we're going to do at Summit is we're going to get everybody walking out of there knowing how to do this, and we're going to square this company away where people understand it, can give them, and we're going to change the dynamic to a professional field force where people are able to, with a relaxed gait and a positive vision, attract other people into the business. And here's what's the killer about NECAN. Guys, we got products that literally change lives. A lot of these things with, and I think Gary, you know, Gary did such a great job last week, and he said something really interesting. There's no miracle cure in a bottle because it's not one thing that made us sick, so there's not one thing that's going to make us healthy. That's just a fact. The nice thing about NECAN, we don't have to gin up stuff like my head grew back because I took a pill. No, we don't have to hype it up. The nicest thing about NECAN, we just get to tell people what is. And what I want to do at Summit and starting tonight is get a turning point where we have a group of people that understand that giving testimony is not something that one person does at a meeting. It's not a meandering story about how Uncle Bob introduced you to herbs in 1976. It's not you meandering all over the place and then where was I? It's something that I want you to understand what you're doing with intent. And the last big piece of advice I will give you, a real testimonial doesn't have the attachment to whether somebody does something or not. It's simply stating what you think and how you feel. What this is doing is just giving you a structure so that you're more efficient at delivering it. But at the end of the day, where people will struggle with testimonials is the minute you're like, I'm going to tell this so somebody signs up. Now, here's the interesting thing. You are telling it so somebody signs up. That's your conundrum. How do you have the relaxed feeling that, hey, I love this company, I love the business, this is what I do, without having the attachment? The attachment, and this is the key to that, I'm going to give you the million-dollar key right here. If you're in the business because you love it and you believe in it and you know that it's right for you, you should be okay with if it's not the right choice for other people. If you're in this business because you've said, this is the path I want to walk and I believe in what I'm doing, you will not need the validation of people that it may not be right for. This business is not right for my brother. My brother is one of the finest people I know. He's going to Kenya, he's going to Ukraine, and he's going, I think to Malaysia or something, or India on mission trips this year. My brother, if somebody could get beatified in a Protestant faith, he would probably be up for it. He's one of the finest people I know, and he's not building this business. I'm okay with it because I love my brother, and I love my business, and I'm doing this for my reasons, not hoping he signs up to make me rich. And because I'm okay with that, I can give a position of advocacy and give a testimonial with power it because I want someone to sign up, but not feel the pressure that they have to. You guys understand that little bit at the end is the most important thing I told you tonight?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Separate. If you're seeking if you're seeking validation, it goes from a testimonial to a BS-timonial.
Right.
and that's what it is. It becomes, I cannot tell you, I utilize the Kenzen vital balance that I could lose 10, you know, it goes from, hey, I drank the stuff, I replaced a couple meals a day, I've taken a lot of this stuff in the past and didn't like it, felt hungry, felt tired, I started guzzling the Niken Magic Sauce, 2 weeks later I've lost 14 pounds, and the Goodwill just sent me a letter here in Round Rock saying that we don't know what's happening, but instead of having all small sizes, for the first time ever, Goodwill has all big sizes to give away. So that's it. Y'all are going to finally see some big sizes in the Salvation Army. But I'm just, you know, it's a different, that's why if you guys have seen me speak, that's why I always use things like calling Niken the magic bed or the magic slippers and the mag steps. I'm trying to lighten it up and make the prospects smile, make the new people smile, so they know that I don't take myself too seriously, that I tried it and I loved it and it's great, and now I can do stuff I couldn't, and I love the company. The most powerful thing you can do. So, those of you guys on the live side, what do you guys, if you guys are hearing this tonight, does this shed any, and by the way, yes, yeah, I've been asked 5 or 6 times, one of the segments at the summit, and I can tell you it's going to be, I'm looking right here in my, it will be a 30-minute segment at the summit on Friday, okay? Along with Going Pro, they'll be kind of tied together, which is going to be really, really cool. We're going to do an hour segment and break it in half in the breakout sessions. You will all walk away knowing how to do this, get to practice it. You'll have the whole weekend to do it. It will be a lot of fun. Those of you guys on the live side, what did you guys take from this tonight, or what are your guys' thoughts? And please participate. This is one of those moments of excellence.
Hey, this is Paula. I've seen you and I've watched some other people not only talk about Niken, but talk about your own personal testimonials and things, and it's like, you take yourself, and you take your business very seriously, but you don't talk about I, and me. You talk about, this is what I did, and this is, it might help you, I don't know. So it's like, you take your business very seriously, but not yourself. Your ego doesn't walk in the door before you do, because that's another thing people can sense right away.
That's a great point. So you take your business seriously, but not yourself. That's a great point.
Exactly.
Nice. That's great. Who else wants to add something on the live side? Or if anybody wants to give one, feel free. I mean, we're going to do it at Summit. I know it's kind of hard on a call. Does anybody have anything they want to share? I mean, live siders, this is your chance to shine.
Well, one of the things, Rick, is to separate yourself from the result, and that way you don't get too caught up in the note.
Yeah, the minute you're worried about the result, Ken, your testimony changes, and you start trying to convince instead of just tell what happened.
Right.
Do you guys understand how big of a point that is? That the minute you start to try to convince, do you guys believe your language changes from just talking about what you like?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, do you guys believe, here's something else, about two-thirds of you guys that are struggling with prospecting, if Niken wiped out the comp plan tomorrow, you'd sign up 300 people in the next 3 months. You guys know that. You get that specter in the back of your head that I'm getting paid, so I can't possibly tell them my life changed. Here's my take on it. I'm getting paid, and I can't possibly tell them that I can't possibly not tell them because they're going to get paid too. You guys realize the real specter in your testimonial? Is you feel guilty because you're going to make money for telling your story. Tell me I'm wrong, guys. Tell me I'm wrong.
The
big thing to remember about that, Rick, is that we get paid when we help other people earn money.
So, if I can, that was a good point. But you're cutting out a little bit, my friend. You just made a great point. I'll make sure everybody hears it.
I said the thing to remember is that we earn money when we help other people earn money. And that takes it away from us and puts it on them, because it's all about helping other people, not about helping ourselves.
Right. That's right. And I got to tell you, too, on another note, I'm perfectly fine with making lots of money in NECAM.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am paid. In fact, I think I'm underpaid, and I'm in the Millionaires Club because I'm really good at this. I like the products, some of you guys don't understand what I just said. I love this company. I love what it offers people. I love what the products do. I'm perfectly fine with getting paid a ton of money for doing this.
I know that's right.
anybody else on the live side okay with that?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Or are we all stuck with the Protestant ethic of guilt for making money, or is that a Catholic ethic? I don't know which one, or maybe it's both.
It might be everybody, but I think some of us might still be stuck to that, but we're getting over it.
But you guys realize, that, and I wanted to end with that, and I was joking about the Catholic and the Protestant ethic, but there is a guilt, a success guilt in our culture. Probably is everywhere, so maybe it has less to do with Protestant or Catholic, but I believe that a lot of us have trouble accepting success.
Right. Right.
So when we give our testimonial, we think, I can't just give this testimonial because I'm going to make money from it. You feel guilty, and you self-sabotage. You don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But just so y'all know, I'll say it for all of us, I'm fine with making giant checks for telling people about NECAM. In fact, I like it. In fact, I want so much money, I can, but at the price of gas right now, I'm going to convert my truck to ethanol, gas, and dollar bills. And I'm fine with it.
All right.
You are all worth every nickel you're making for helping people with this story.
Right.
Give yourself permission to succeed, and then go tell your story without the guilt, and watch what happens with your testimonial.
Mm-hmm. Rick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So, my beautiful wife here just made a great point, but she didn't want to share it. She wanted me to share it. about sharing a testimonial. Is that it will absolutely nullify any kind of objection when done properly, because it does not seek validation, because when you are saying something from your own experience, it's not asking anybody to validate it. It cannot be disputed. They can't say, oh no, you didn't experience that. It's coming from your heart, from where, and using religion, if you're testifying from a religious aspect, somebody can't argue with that and say, no, you don't know that. That's what you know. That comes from your heart. That comes from who you are. It comes from your core. When your product testimonial, your business testimonial comes out the same way, it's not something that they can debate with you about.
Right.
You're not, saying to them that network marketing is cool because such and such. What you're saying to them is, this was my life. This is what I realized was the path I was going down, and it was never going to change unless I did something different. And now these are the possibilities that I have. You take ownership of that.
Right. So, Jeremy, if you tell me you like mint chocolate chip ice cream, I can't debate whether you like it, because it's not a point of debate. It's simply a statement of fact.
Exactly.
And have you, by the way, you just made a great point. Do you guys agree that most people in your prospecting and your testimonials tend to try to fill them or your prospecting with facts and figures that can be debated as opposed to a personal testimony that is indebatable?
A personal testimony that is indebatable.
Yeah, but I mean, I can say we have the best vital balance in the world. Now, I believe that we do. But the minute I say that, what are 50 other people going to say that have other products? Yeah, they want to muddy the water. If I say I took their 50 products and only mine gave me the results, correct me if I'm wrong, they can't debate that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to think about that tonight. So when you tell somebody, you know what, I was really skeptical about network marketing. I got to tell you, what I see out there today, I'm still skeptical of it, but I'm proud to be a part of a company like NECAM. How can somebody tell you MLMs don't work when you just told them it works for you? Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
How many of you guys on this call have been having the argument about quote unquote it as opposed to having the discussion about what it did for you? I hope I just turned some lights on with some people. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I was, mixing up my vital balance at my job, and somebody asked me what it was, and I told them, and they're like, oh, this sounds like network marketing. And I went, absolutely is, it's awesome. And they just kind of went, they just looked at me and went, well, I didn't have a good experience with that. And I said, oh, wow, it sounds like it was really tough. But I was like, it absolutely is. And they're like, oh, no, that sounds like that. And it just gave me this scowl, and I was like, no. It actually is, but it's awesome. And they just didn't know what to say to me then. They were kind of like, well, wait a minute. And so then they stopped and started thinking, and then they started asking more questions, and I'm like, but, you know, so I was able to have a different kind of conversation than I've had previously, because I wasn't worried about them. I was mixing up my lunch. You know, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. And you guys, you know, the most Lori Blue just said she used your testimonial several times a week to prospect. You guys realize your most powerful prospecting entry line isn't some rehearsed phrase. It's what NECAN did for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And so I don't want to keep going on and on about it, but I hope you guys understand the vibe that I was throwing at you tonight. Are you guys kind of tracking what we're laying out tonight and understand? And I hope I made you think a little bit. I hope we gave you some guidelines. And I hope that you enjoyed it. So I'm going to shut the recording off now, and we'll go on to any final questions anybody has. But you guys understand that given a testimonial and our instructors at Summit, even though it's going to be about the testimonial, you guys understand it's about a lot more than what you say in 90 seconds. It's what you say in those 90 seconds. It's just having a little bit of a guideline. It's about being free of attachment to results. And then worrying about output, not outcome. It's about telling the truth about what NECAN's done for you. You all have heard the saying that if you put a light under a bushel, you know, you want it to shine so others can see it. I believe it's a sin to hide something that changes lives. I believe this does change lives. And I think you should all get over feeling bad that you're going to make $10,000 a month for telling people your story. Guys, it's true or false, guys. A lot of really nasty people make a lot of money for doing a lot of stuff that isn't very nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rick, it's about time people get paid a heck of a lot of money for. It's about time people get paid a ton of money for doing something that is nice.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Right. Right.
This is Jeremy again.
Yeah. Go ahead, dude.
You know, about that, it's always been kind of a little bit of an annoyance for me for people to feel that it's some kind of crime to make money, because if you want to help people, it's hard to help people in need if you are the one in need. It's pretty darn near impossible to do that. And the fact that I don't know if this just comes from a misquote. I remember as a kid, my mom was telling me that money is the root of all evil. And then I read the Bible, and it said the love of money is the root of all evil. That's two very distinct different things.
A whole lot different now.
It's a lot different. If your focus and your goal is to help other people enrich their lives, help them escape from the life that they're in now that sucks, and they want something better, and you have a tool to help them get it, and you want to walk with them to help them get it, there's nothing more ennobling than that, and that's why this career pays so darn well.
Nice. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Jeremy, you and I talked a lot about prospecting. You're a diamond-level prospector with the things that you're laying, which is why you're going to be doing a lot of instructing at Summit. I want all of you to take what he just said and just walk away from this call with this. Give yourself permission to succeed. Use your story, which is NECAN's. You guys realize that your story and your personal experience is NECAN's gift to you.
Right.
It's your coat of many colors, isn't it?
Right.
If you guys think about it, NECAN's greatest gift to you is the change or the possibility that's going to put into your life. I believe that that is the compelling story to be told. And then the videos and the tapes and the presentations will all take care of themselves. But all of you guys, you know, have an important story to tell. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be, you know what, I didn't have a retirement, now I'm going to have an extra $1,000 a month. Or, you know what, I it's the stupidest thing, this power band, my wrist was sore for a month, I wore it, now it feels better. Do you guys realize it doesn't have to be a titanic testimonial? In fact, sometimes the understated ones almost have more power.
For sure, yeah.
You know, so just to sum it up, yesterday it wasn't as good. NECAN stepped in my life, and now it's a whole lot better. let go of the guilt of making money. Let go of the fear of success. Tell your story and let it shine like that light that's not under the bushel but up high where people can see it. And follow the simple guidelines so that your testimonial is on point, and be okay with sharing it and getting paid a lot of money to do it, and give yourself permission to win. Your testimonial is your coat of many colors from NECAN, so let's go out and give other people their gifts and their freedom. And the kicker is, the more people you help, the more you make, and I'm perfectly fine with that. In fact, I like it a lot. So, bottom line, we got a lot of people joining us the last few minutes. We have two full buses going out to the Oasis at Summit. There are 8 or 9 seats left on the second bus. If anybody wants to get them, that's what's still up on the internet. There was no reason to close it out when we had to get the whole bus anyway. So if you still want to ride out, buses are going to come back right after sunset, which is about 8:15, then about 9:30, then at about 11 for the people that want to dance and party and hang out a little bit later. And we're going to have a great time. Summit's only 3 weeks away. Cannot wait to see you guys. We'll catch all the leaders on the Leaders Call tomorrow at noon. We're going to have a blast. Love you all. Appreciate you all. And we are signing off and out. Go get them. Hey, guys, it's April 1st. Have a big April. We refuse to have an April that's not what you want. You got to give yourself permission to win and let it start today. That's April 1st. What are you prepared to do? How do you want to finish April? And what are you going to do as a statement of the kind of business that you want to have in April? All things are possible for you right now. Go out and let yourself have the harvest that NECAN has given you. So thanks. Take care. God bless. And signing off and out from Austin, Texas. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Okay.